an excerpt from the Book of the Minor Prophets, a translation work from Brian Simmons of the Passion Translation, from the introduction of Micah, the coming royal Messiah. Micah was not just a prophet of doom, calling everyone to account for their sins. He was also a prophet of hope. The Assyrian army was bearing down on Judah. The Babylonians were right behind them. Nevertheless, even if Judah failed to turn around in renewal and restoration, even if the royal line were cut off, even if Jerusalem were destroyed, God would find a way to forgive their sins, from Micah 7:18-20, and restore the anointed, literally messianic rule to the faithful remnant. We get the word Christ from the verb meaning to christen or anoint with oil. Micah found himself living through a difficult chapter of God's story with his people. But this rustic prophet never lost hope that God would end the story on his victorious terms through his anointed one. See Psalms 110. And this Messiah was not some vague concept. He would emerge as a flesh and blood baby in Bethlehem. See Micah 5:1-5, born to be the heavenly King of Kings over the people of God, past, present, and for all eternity. This would take place some 700 years from the time of Micah's prophecy, Micah 2:13, 4:1-9, 5:2-8, and 7:1-7. Chesed, often transliterated as Hesed, is one of the richest, if not the richest, theological terms in the entire Old Testament. This word has a number of simultaneous meanings when describing the Chesed of God, such as mercy, kindness, loving kindness, goodness, grace, favor, and love. Therefore, it's easy to see why this complex, multifaceted Hebrew word with no one English equivalent is arguably the most potent word in the Bible. We can describe David's Psalms, for example, as a pursuit of God's chesed, his unearned, unconditional, unceasing love and protection emanating from the heavenly realm.